Hi guys. So, we're all in a very unusual situation here. I'm sure you're like me and you're either at home, like I'm just out on this porch on this sunny day in this Airbnb that I'm staying in. You're probably at home, or if you're an essential worker, God bless you. Honestly, you're keeping us all sane. If you're a retail worker working in one of the industries that we've decided are essential, or if you're a healthcare worker or a first responder or any of the people that are still out there making our system work, I love you. And I hope you get all the praise that you deserve, because really, we couldn't do this without you. We also couldn't do this without people who are willing to stay home and keep everybody safe. So I guess I'm looking at the sun on the trees here today, and back in this town that I used to live in and where I lived for a few years, and in the province where I grew up. And I don't know, I feel more positive than I have in the last couple of days. Because I'm really impressed with people and how they're handling this. This is unprecedented, as I've said before. This is something we've never had to face. And I just saw like a FedEx truck go down the street and you know, a pizza delivery guy and stuff. And, you know, it can't be the end of the world when you can still order pizza. You know what I'm saying? That's how it feels anyway. There are stories, you're going to hear stories of people doing horrible, stupid things. There's people doing price gouging, there's people doing coronavirus challenge where they lick toilets, and there's people have been arrested for going into stores and coughing all over the food, and you know, just stuff like that. There's always going to be those idiots. This is certainly what I've learned from doing this for a number of years. Some people are just fucking idiots. They're selfish, narcissistic, stupid. They will do things that baffle you. They will do things that you can't imagine another human being could do. And they do it. But what I find inspiring is that there is so few of them. You know, we don't have to battle these people off like they're the walkers from Walking Dead. Like, we really, most people really kind of get it and know how to be, sensible, practical, respectful people. It's pretty good. I'm pretty inspired by it anyway. I hope you are too. I hope you look around in this and kind of notice that, you know, the person who delivered your pizza today, you know, he didn't have to show up for work. You know, he did. The person at the pharmacy where you get your meds or whatever, she didn't have to show up for work today, but she did. It's amazing. I even think our governments are doing a fairly good job. I don't generally tend to be very pro-government. I mean, I'm not some, you know, militia guy hiding in a bunker. It's just that normally I'm not like a big government person, but I'm really kind of impressed with how a lot of the governments are really trying to cope with this and keep the economy going as much as they can. If you think about it, it's a really tough balance, you know, between public health, which means, I mean, a total lockdown would be ideal, wouldn't it? If we could all just go home and stay in our houses, we'd have this thing beaten in 2 weeks, right? But we also know that when we all emerged, you know, fatter and paler and Cheeto dust on our shirts, you know, there'd be no economy anymore. Right? There'd be, the system would have just melted down. I mean, who's there to run the generators? Who's there to, you know, keep the internet going? Who's there to, you know, keep the food coming in? You know, stuff like that. So I think the governments are doing a really good job of trying to ease restrictions on financial burdens, like rent freezes and delayed mortgage payments and student loan payments and, you know, just trying to do what they can, giving people a stimulus check, giving people a chance to say, okay, if you can't stay home, do, and we'll give you some money to help you through it. I think it's a really good thing. And I don't know, I think it's important these days to think about the positive things. Not because you want to ignore what's really out there, of course you have to, but I really think fear and sensationalism and the media constantly reporting all the deaths and all the horrible things is just not doing anyone any favors. Like, if it has the effect of making people stay home because they don't want to get this, okay, that's good. But I also think it's just a lot of it is this, like I said in my Sweet Nothings, I think it's the kind of news cycle thing. They want a sensational headline for the next hour that they have to come up with something to say. So, oh, we got new numbers in, you know, this many deaths and this many this and this celebrity died and, you know. And I think that just scares people. It scares them into panic buying. It scares them into hoarding. Scares them into doing really stupid things. I think if we could all just kind of take a deep breath and say, okay, we're in the midst of something really challenging here, but we're doing a pretty good job of kind of handling this. We all haven't just lost our shit completely, you know? we're doing okay. And yeah, there's probably gonna be a lot more infections and stuff, and we're going to do the best we can. And we're gonna get through it. And I think if you think like that, it doesn't really matter what happens, because if you stay positive, you can be okay with the decisions you've made. You can be okay with what you're doing to stay safe, or what you're choosing to do, whether you're choosing to go to work or not, or whatever it is. You'll still feel like, I made the right decision because I made it based on a positive outcome and believing and hoping for the best. And that's a good way to live, because we have to live through this, you know? We can't just hunker down in survival mode for very long. We have to live. So I look out on this street and I see people raking their yards. And there was a woman walking down the street with her two little girls, and they were doing neighborhood cleanup. They were picking up cans and things with their little gloves on. It was really cute. I even saw a social distancing birthday party where this woman and her kids came over to the house, and they stood out, they put the birthday present up on the porch, and then they called out to the people, and the people came out on their porch, and the little kids got the birthday present, and it was really sweet. Like, there's still kind of happy moments, and I think we really need to look for them during all this. So, this is just a ramble. This is just me talking to you, because I think the more we kind of stay connected to each other through all this, the better. Self-isolate together. stay happy and know that for me, I've already started thinking, moving forward, like, I'm going to do a History of Sex podcast with Alexa YVO. And a podcast about the sex in Seinfeld with Sunky from Twitter. And a lot of other things. I'm going to work on my novel. I'm going to do a lot of things. So I hope you follow this and just sort of say, okay, this is kind of crappy, but I'm going to make the best of it. So if you guys do any kind of craft or hobby, I would love to see pictures of it. You know, you could respond to this with links to your images or your videos. If there's anything that you're doing right now that is helping you through this, you know, woodworking or... Okay, I shouldn't have said that. Certain things I don't want to see pictures of, sorry. But, you know, if you're cleaning up your lawn or you're doing something just to go for a walk or a bike ride or something, show me pictures. Tell me about it. Taking your dog out for a walk more than he's ever been walked before, you'll think, who's this guy? You know? just whatever it is you're doing, just tell me about it. I'd like to know about it and see it. So that's it for this ramble. I'm going to stay out here a little bit longer and drink my tea and and enjoy the sunshine and work on some audios later. And so I'm thinking about you. Stay safe and healthy. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye, guys.